Hello.
Good afternoon. May I speak with Deborah?
Yes, this is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. This is Valeria from Family First. How are you today?
Oh, good. He's in the hospital. I took him yesterday. And I did get the landline, so I'm waiting until tomorrow. When he gets released, then I'll start talking in. I'll give you guys the number. It should be hooked up today or tomorrow.
Is Marquise hospitalized?
Marquise is having a sickle cell crisis right now. He's in the hospital. I took him yesterday.
She was admitted in the hospital yesterday.
What hospital? Yeah.
Okay. At what time you took her to the hospital?
Oh, it's a guy. He's a boy. A male. Marquise is male.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't check in the profile.
Birthday 1/13/1990, male. Yesterday, we arrived there at 6 o'clock in Philadelphia. He's in...
PM?
Yes, University of Pennsylvania. Yes. Mm. And I just got the landline ordered yesterday at 8:30. I ordered the landline, so I'll have a number and everything for you guys by the time he gets home.
Okay, we just need, like, so far, at what time he was admitted, the hospital name.
University. I did.
Oh, it's you. And by Uber or your own car? Ambulance?
My own car yesterday.
Okay, and what happened to him?
He had pain crisis in his arm. His arm was severely hurting him for 2 days.
Got it, due to pain. Okay, Deborah. So probably you will be discharged today or tomorrow.
Within the next 2 or 3 days.
Gotcha.
I'll let you guys know. I had called, but I didn't know who I spoke to, and I left a voice message this morning.
Okay, yes. You can call me or text me to this number. Yeah, that's what I'm calling back.
I'm calling
to check when you're available to come to the office for assistance with the app.
To sign me up again with the app. Okay.
Yeah. Last week I sent you the address so for you to check it.
But you said if I could do the home, the landline, that I could do it that way also, right?
Yes, we have that. But
okay,
we have
so I'll order
to confirm. Do you know what will be what is the landline number so I can check on my end if you can use that landline? Do you know the phone number?
Not right offhand. No. I have it written down at home. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Don't worry. Okay.
I'll be to pick him up Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. So I'll come in before Friday, this week Friday, to the office. I got the number and the address on my phone that you emailed me. You sent it to me in a text.
And the text by that message, correct? Yes. But first, in order, we can, ensure that we will be waiting for you. We need you let us know the time and the day that you will be coming so we can wait for you, So you can text me or call me, letting me know,
a day ahead. Mm-hmm. I will.
The date and the time. Okay, miss. Okay. So please, and let me know when you know the landline number so I can check and send you the instructions, okay?
All right.
Thank you so much for your time. You have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. All right. I'll call you a day ahead and set up an appointment to come in. All right. I'll call you. Time do you guys get out of there?
We are open from 9 to 5.
To
assistance to the caregivers, we are until 4 p.m.
Okay.
In person,
All right.
Yes, we are almost closing, so you can call me or text me tomorrow from 9.
Okay, I will. All right, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, Debra. Thank you for your time. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.